Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Continuation of chapter 14 of the Spiritual Combat. For example, if you are unjustly accused or harmed in some other way, and in desperation are tempted to lose all patience, try to check yourself by reflecting on these points. First, consider whether you might not deserve the unpleasantness you are undergoing, and whether you have not brought it upon yourself. If you are in any way to blame, it is proper that you patiently endure the agony of the wound which you yourself have occasioned. Second, however, if you are not guilty on this score, glance back at some past offenses for which divine justice has not yet inflicted a punishment, and for which you have not sufficiently expiated by a voluntary penance. When you see that God, in his infinite mercy, instead of a long punishment in purgatory, or even an eternal one in hell, has decreed that an easy and momentary one in this life, accept it, not merely with resignation, but with joyous thanksgiving. Third, if you think, without reason, that your faults are few, that you do a great amount of penance, remember that the road to heaven is narrow and full of obstacles. Fourth, even if you could find another road, a burning love should prevent you from considering it, for the Son of God and all the saints after him took no other road than the thorny path of the cross. Fifth, what you should keep in mind at this and all other times is the will of God. He loves you so tenderly that he is delighted with every heroic act of virtue you perform, and with the return of your fidelity and courage to his immense love. Remember also that the more unjustly you suffer, and consequently the more grievous your affliction, the greater is your merit in the sight of God. For in the midst of your suffering, you adore his judgments, and willingly submit to his divine providence, which draws good from the greatest evil, and makes the malice of our enemies subservient to our eternal happiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this night before Holy Thursday, on this Spy Wednesday, the day that Judas made the deal with the high priests to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, we should recall that the author of our book, Father Scupoli, was accused of a very serious sin against his priesthood, and we don't know the details of it. We don't know if he was guilty or not guilty, probably not guilty, but his religious order decided that he could no longer practice as a priest, and he was reduced to the status of a lay brother, couldn't say mass, couldn't hear confessions, and he lived this way until basically the last year of his life. He lived under this cloud of suspicion. So when he writes to us about being accused, when he writes to us about anger in this book, sadness, impatience, he's writing from personal experience. And so this chapter is about your will being overpowered, almost overpowered by emotions. And tonight the emotion is anger. So imagine you've been unjustly accused, unjustly harmed in some way. And he says, how should you think about this? You're in desperation. You're about to lose all your patience. How dare this person do this to me? How dare he? Who does he think he is? Check yourself. Five ways. First, maybe I brought this on myself, actually. Maybe I actually deserve this unpleasantness. So rarely do we think about that. I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about craziness. I'm talking about ordinary human life when we're often the carpenters of our own crosses. If we really thought about it, so many times we actually did something that brought this on. If we had just held our tongue, it wouldn't have escalated. If we had held our tongue, we never would have heard that gossip. If we had stayed in our duties, we wouldn't have been in that situation and got into that. He wouldn't have cut us off. We didn't need to go out. Anyway, so we can often think about that. It's the first thing. Secondly, he's saying, no, I'm innocent. I did nothing wrong here. Well, he says, think about the fact that probably in the past, you actually did a lot of wrong things. And you didn't actually ever sufficiently make penance for it. And so instead of going to purgatory or even hell, now you've got this little cross to make up for it. So we think about that. Actually, I kind of deserve this. This is for my sins. I'll accept it. Okay, I'll accept it. I got away with a lot in my life. I'll accept this. Number three, you say, no, Father, that's not me. Yes, I never do anything wrong. I hardly ever do anything wrong. And I've done lots of penance. Well, remember that God does not treat his beloved sons and daughters with kid gloves. The road to heaven is a narrow path. And maybe this is the path God wants you to take right now, full of obstacles so you can grow in holiness. Fourthly, he says, if that still doesn't move you, just remember there's no other way, because this is the way that Jesus went, as we're going to see in tomorrow and Friday. And all the saints, they all had a heavy cross. They all of them did. So maybe God's calling you to be a saint. And that's why he sent you this cross. Instead of getting angry and impatient, say, wow, God wants me to follow the path of sanctity. And finally, if nothing else works, just remember this is the will of God. God allowed this to happen to me. And there's nothing I can do to get out of it. Maybe there's a different difficult situation, abuse situation, that's different. You can get out of it. This is a situation where you say, there's nothing I can do to get out of this. And this is my chance to be heroic. This is my chance to give back love for eternal love. And there's great merit in this. Hold my peace. If I can just remember that out of Good Friday, out of the most unjust condemnation that ever happened, God brought the greatest of goods, the resurrection of Jesus, and our salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.